Thank you. Thank you again for your time, and thank you for all being so engaged throughout this process. As stated previously, as a member of INU, we align ourselves with all the statements made throughout these talks, and we really welcome the place that civil society has had throughout these negotiations. We would like now just to add a quick comment in relation to Operative Section 3. Underpinning these negotiations is an international acknowledgement that we must move beyond a status quo where collateral damage is seen as an accepted and inevitable consequence of modern conflict without a critical understanding of what this means for those civilians on the ground. We believe that this understanding can and must be informed by a strong evidence base collected both by civil society and the states and militaries engaging in conflict. Yet, importantly, states cannot and should not outsource their responsibility for this data collection entirely to civil society. We have also heard throughout these negotiations a call for a declaration that's realistic. But without a shared mechanism or a commitment to tracking and monitoring the civilian harm from military action, how can we know what that reality really is? This is a point that the declaration should clearly address, yet, as emphasized by several others yesterday, a commitment to tracking civilian harm is currently missing from the operative section of the text. Although it's mentioned within the preamble, there is no explicit requirement for states and their armed forces to track civilian harm in real time during military operations, to collect historical data on civilian harm, or systematically to collect information on damage to civilian objects. As we also heard yesterday, states have pushed for including ever more equivocal language in Section 4.2. This makes it even more critical that states include an additional commitment as per Section 3.4 bis 2, and we quote, establish capabilities to track, analyze, respond to, and learn from incidents of civilian harm in real time, including damage to civilian objects, end quote. Civil society groups such as ours have shown that it is possible to collect this data, and with it, we can demonstrate a clear and compelling link between civilian harm and population density, for example, a link between incidents of civilian harm and longer-term humanitarian needs, and ultimately, we can use that data to demonstrate a central point. The adherence to IHL, while critical in minimizing civilian casualties, is in and of itself not sufficient to mitigate significant civilian harm during urban fighting where wide-area effect explosive weapons are being used. Thank you.